give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Can I find a candle of thought to light your name? Lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes taking place. I wish I'd seen place, but no one's ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. I swear I recognize your breath. On the shelf, I change by not changing at all. Small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello.
Yes, they do. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away, but not here on the Giddy Up.
No.
We have plenty of heart and plenty of thoughts. Maybe sometimes too many thoughts. And by the way, that was another Pearl Jam song, which we love Pearl Jam here on the Giddy Up. And the name of that song, in case anybody was wondering, at this point in time, after it's been out for 10 years, that is Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you really listen to the lyrics, you would never figure that out.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
Unless there's a hidden message.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old Pink Floyd albums. Welcome back, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up. 3:05 in the afternoon in the lovely, lovely city of Medford, Boston. And hope you're enjoying the music selection I've chosen today, I guess, if you want to say that. And you guys want to hear anything, like we always say, look us up, hit us up on Facebook, or if you want to call directly, 617-627-3800. Now. I've done a lot of talking today. I'm a little parched. but... Right about now, we do. We like to do some silly news because we don't like the serious news that goes on around our world. Because you can turn on any channel and see the sadness and grief and horrifying things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't do that. We do silly, stupid news. How's that?
That's
and
exactly.
Tina Marie, I think you might have a couple silly stories for us. And if you do, I would love it if you laid one on me. No pun intended.
I'd love to lay one on you, baby.
All right, so take it away.
So, some guy was, going through a garbage bin. I don't like to say people's names. I mean, I know they don't live around here, but... All right, his name is Ian.
His name is Ian?
Ian.
Or is it Ian?
Ian. I don't know.
Ian.
It depends on where you're from.
I don't believe that for
I'd
a second.
I say Ian. Ian. So apparently...
It was Cookie, right?
Yeah. Ian means Cookie in Everett speak.
In code.
Yeah, in code. He was going through a garbage bin, and he was on private property, so they called the police. So they came out, and they were asking him...
He was eating garbage?
He was looking for some garbage, I guess. So... apparently, they didn't like his answer,
it was George Costanza.
Yeah, it was George Costanza. they searched his vehicle. They started to search his vehicle.
He had a vehicle, and he couldn't afford food?
And he was going through a garbage bin.
Wow.
So, in the vehicle, they found a gun.
Oh.
And some marijuana.
So, wait a minute. He couldn't afford food.
Right.
But he can afford a gun and cannabis.
Yes. Maybe he
cannabis.
Had
them. Cannabis. I'm bringing cannabis back, by the way, boys and girls. I'm bringing that word back. Everybody calls it pot.
Yeah.
Or marijuana. Yeah.
Weed,
whatever. I'm bringing back cannabis.
Cannabis.
That's the actual name of it.
Maybe he had the munchies and he couldn't wait to get to a store.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
We could have robbed one of a convenience store with the gun he had.
I know. And then he could have got some munchies. Well, they also found a cardboard box that had some baby squirrels in it.
Okay, terrific.
baby squirrels. Hey, I got some
baby squirrels. Why didn't you just eat them?
I don't know.
He was eating garbage?
Yeah.
He didn't eat the baby squirrels.
Nope. Well, he was convicted of a criminal sexual conduct in 2007, so he was
being a moron, basically. Yeah. He was convicted of being a moron.
So he was already sentenced to 3 years in prison, which he did, but he's a felon, and he's not supposed to have a gun. So he got himself arrested on the gun charge, not the marijuana and not the baby squirrels. So they fed the marijuana to the baby squirrels.
Whatevs. And now there's a bunch of baby squirrels out robbing convenience stores with a gun.
With a gun.
Yeah.
That is starving. They get some munchies. They need some nuts.
Yeah, that guy was a nut.
He was a nut. Like, what? Baby squirrels? Well, when they questioned him about the baby squirrels, he said he found them in another dumpster. So he was dumpsters, and he found a box of baby squirrels.
So,
who has a box of baby squirrels that they throw in the dumpster? Did the mother throw them away?
He was doing the dumpster tour. I don't know.
The dumpster diving tour. That's so weird, isn't it?
Tune in next week for Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dumpsters.
Right?
Guy Fieri should do a show about this guy. Oh, my.
Coming up next, we'll teach you how to cook with squirrel meat.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. You want another one?
If you'd like to lay one on us, absolutely. It's 3:10 in the afternoon.
This one's hilarious. So, these guys were going to... I think they were going... Oh, they were going to Las Vegas for their friend's bachelor party.
Okay.
For the weekend. The friend that was getting married never flew before on a plane. So, he was nervous about going through airport security. So he goes up to security, puts his bag down. They send it through, and they open it because they see some object in there that they don't know what it is.
Okay.
So unbeknownst to him,
what?
His friends had stuck a dildo in his carry-on bag. And the guy had a freaking heart attack, right?
Did he die?
No. He didn't literally have a heart attack.
Oh. Well, tell the story correctly, please.
Well, that's how I talk. You know that when I tell stories. So, of course, the airport security guy, you know, he chuckled a little bit. But, of course, now he's like, you know, the kid who his bag.
Bleh. Hello.
Yeah, right? The person whose bag it was like, of course, he's nervous already. So now that made him even more, like, nervous. And, of course, they pull it out in front of everybody standing in line. So everyone sees that he has a dildo in his bag. And the first thing he says is, what do you think he says? He says,
what?
He says, oh, my, that's not mine. So now it freaked out security because they were like, did you pack your own, sir, did you pack your own bag? Like, they got kind of serious with them. And they pulled him aside, and the friends all went through security, and they were peeing themselves laughing. They could not stop laughing. Meanwhile, the guy's sweating bullets, so he looks like he's doing something wrong. So they unscrew the cover of where the battery goes.
That's a great story. That is
because
so
now they think that he's trying to smuggle drugs onto the plane, or they think it's a bomb or whatever. So it freaked everybody out, especially that guy, of course, right? They take the batteries out. They turned it on. It was buzzing. And the poor guy's sitting there sweating bullets. And they checked the batteries. They thought maybe the batteries were, something was wrong with the batteries or whatever. Oh, man, it was so funny. Well, then after a while, they realized that, you know, they asked him some more questions. He's saying, I'm going to my bachelor party. My friends are over there waiting. They're all peeing themselves laughing. So they just let him go because they realized that the friends played a joke on him. But still, they held him up for like a half an hour. You're already scared to fly. Like, you're already nervous to go through security. And then you get stopped. Having a dildo in your bag. That really is a good prank to play.
I'm on my way to my bachelor party.
That's my dildo.
And I have, what's the lucky guy's name?
Yeah, right.
All right.
Oh, man.
Well, that was a very funny, silly story. That was funny. All right, so maybe we'll have another silly story in a few.
Yeah.
I'm definitely coming back with the weekend weather.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, your horoscopes. That's just a joke. There's a new segment on our show. We're going to do horoscopes. Anyways.
Call in to hear yours.
Thank you for that. Those couple of silly stories. And maybe be back with what's going on this weekend in town. I believe the Red Sox are not in town this weekend. So.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
But they're playing both days at 1:35.
Yes. Yes. They're on the world tour.
On the world tour.
All right. So take us out, Tina Marie, and we'll be back with some more silly news and more nonsense, obviously. That's quite obvious.
It is.
The minute 2 o'clock hits, it's nonsense.
Mm-hmm. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
And here is my favorite group, so you guys enjoy.
Spend my days with a woman and kind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. My chances on a big jet plane, never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray, one that had the horror could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake, the children of the sun begin. Watch out. queen without a king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
Feels like the very first time.
A Little Laid by James. That was Laid by James. And before that was some Zeppelin, Going to California, and of course Foreigner. So I went real old school there.
You did.
Except for the James part, I'll say, this time. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls. 3:24 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up, the best crazy show on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of 67 now. Ugh. 67 degree Medford, Boston. And I think I know you have a couple of funny stories still. And before we get to that, should I do the weekend weather, or should we do a story and then I'll do the weekend weather? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, this is a fast story.
All right. Well,
no pun intended.
Well, you can lay it on us then. That's fine.
And then you can do the weather. How's that?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
That's why we're a team.
So, you know, when you're out walking along the street, you know, going to work, cars driving, a lot of stuff going on outside.
No, I don't know what it's like.
In the neighborhoods around.
To go to work.
I actually wasn't even setting you up for that, but
all right.
I just meant, you know, normal everyday things that people do is they go outside, they walk to wherever they're going, they ride their bike, they're in their car, taking the bus, you know, everybody's
Yeah, life
out.
Is going on.
Yeah, life's going on. Well, apparently these two people did not care as they so brazenly, is that a word, brazenly, had sex on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's very nice.
And somebody across the street took a cell phone video.
Okay, so this is definitely a quick story because nobody can see it.
No, I put it on the
Put
it on our page.
All right,
already.
You posted it on the page, which is great.
The video was 30 seconds long. And legitimately, they are having sex. If you do not want to see people having sex, don't look at it. That's my warning.
Well, it happens every day.
That's my warning.
Everyday life.
I know. Well, you know.
Well, only if you're lucky.
Yeah, I guess. We're extremely lucky.
Wait a minute. I deserve something for that.
Well,
I made a funny.
You did make a funny.
Ooh. Hey, it wasn't that funny. Oh, maybe it was. I got the trifecta.
So, the person across the street that was taking the cell phone video, you can clearly see in the video people riding their bikes, cars driving by, people walking by on the sidewalk, not even turning their heads to even look at them.
Yeah.
Like, is that
normal? No one wants to see
normal?
That.
They didn't even get arrested or anything. They should be. I mean, you can see the guy's butt. And it's naked. Naked butt.
Well, really, how are you going to cuff the guy? Just kidding.
Yeah, you have to wait till he gets up and then you go.
Well,
he's got a gun!
Okay. All right, so that was one of your cute little stories, but
well, the video
it's more
there.
Of a visual.
Yeah,
so,
the video was on our Giddy Up page, so you have to look, you have to go to the page.
Yeah, if you want semi-porn, go to the Giddy Up page.
30 seconds of porn.
It's not, yes.
Not it's even, like there's some garbage around them.
Yeah.
On the sidewalk.
All you see is this little white butt. It's not even anything you want to see.
But you could legitimately tell they're having sex, though. I mean, you could see her face. You could see her head.
Like I said.
He's not having sex by himself.
Well, maybe he was one of the dumpster guys. Well, he was a dumpster guy that couldn't afford a room, or all he had was 12 squirrels and a gun.
And some marijuana.
And some hooch. Oh, hooch.
There you go. There's another word. Bring him back, hooch.
All right, kids. 3:28 in the afternoon, almost 3:29. We are, I like to give the weekend weather because without me, nobody would know what to do.
Right.
Nobody. And I am not a meteorologist. I'm just some Joe Schmo that looks up the weather online. So, as far as I can tell, this is what's going to happen this weekend. It's a high of 76 today, but I think it's been pretty close, but not quite yet. Anyways, right now it's 67. Scattered clouds, meaning, it's probably not going to rain tonight. So, if you want to have a fire, that'll be good. Or a fire pit, mm-hmm. I should say, right?
Yep.
I don't want anybody out going out burning houses down.
Right.
You kids don't try that at home. And tomorrow is, I guess it's supposed to be my pick of the weekend only because it's going to be late rain tomorrow. It's going to be a high of 74, but there's going to be light rain. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. And 60% chance of precipitation. Ooh, that was good. And and Sunday, 80% chance of rain. So it's going to be overcast and only highs of 62. So Sunday's not going to be a good day, as well as Monday. And I don't I have been going to Monday. But Monday doesn't look good at all either. So it's going to be, I'm going to say Sunday is not going to be my pick of the weekend. Saturday will be my pick of the weekend. So tomorrow, kids, or if you consider this the weekend right now, this is my pick of the weekend today.
Today?
No, yes. Okay. Go out and barbecue tonight and have, with the family, have good fun.
Mm-hmm.
And today is my pick of the weekend, but if I have to do Saturday or Sunday, Saturday would be the worst of two evils. And I'm not saying evils in a bad way because it's not going to pour out or anything.
Right, right.
It's just going to be scattered showers. Light rain on tomorrow and then showers on Sunday. So, you decide what you guys want to do. Go to, go to that trampoline place or something on Sunday. I don't even know what it's called.
Oh, Sky Zone?
Something like that. All right. So there is your weekend weather. You're welcome, because I nailed it.
You did.
That's an inside joke. Because that's what you do on Sunday. And did you want to do another story? I'll play a couple songs and we'll come back.
Yeah, that's fine. I can hold off.
We'll play some, I think, just like obscure old, but we always do classic rock anyways. But I'm really reaching into the archives today for some of this music. And I'm digging it. So if you guys are digging it as well, let us know. Throw a nice message on our Giddy Up Facebook page. Or you can, or myself or Tina Marie's page. Or just ignore us and just listen, sit back and relax. But you should be outside with the radio on, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to us.
Tracy watched the video. She made a comment.
Tracy?
My friend that just started listening
today. Oh, okay. Well, welcome aboard, Tracy.
Now
you know how perverted we are.
She made that face like this.
Which is nice.
that emoji like, whoa?
What?
Yeah, that one.
All right. Well, welcome aboard, Tracy. You're in for a long ride. And no pun intended.
Right.
If you, yeah. And like the Giddy Up page, please.
She already did before. That's
excellent.
How she saw
her. All right, cool. All right, so let's take us away. It's my favorite time in the afternoon right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3:33.
Oh.
That would be three threes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, would it be?
To you and I.
Yes.
Yes. And you know what that adds up to?
Nine.
Nonsense. So, why don't you take us away? We'll play a couple tunes. We'll come back with maybe another funny, silly story and some what's going on around town. If we can figure that out. Because all we have to do is look out the window.
All right,
take us away, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
You sure are. And you have a sexy voice, Mama.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You got to- now that I've tried to talk to you and make you understand, all you have to do is close your eyes and just reach out your hands and touch me. Hold me close, don't ever let me go. More than words is all I ever needed you to show. Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me, 'cause I'd already.
All right. That one goes out to you, Tina Marie.
Thank you.
And actually, Gary Cherone is a friend of mine. But sometimes there's just too many la-di-das in a song. I always say it's a cool song if you have some la-la-las in it.
Yeah.
But a la-di-da is a little over the top. So, thank you, Gary and Nino, for that song. Yeah. And that one is going out to you. Welcome back, boys and girls, to the big show. 3:43 in the afternoon. You're listening to, of course, the number one program in the world. That is the Giddy Up. On the best station, definitely, definitely on this street. 91.5 WMFO, of course, in beautiful Medford, Boston.
So, apparently my dad's listening.
Oh, is he?
Because my mother said he sent me an email, and the subject line is 333.
Right.
So he sends me this whole email about what 333 means.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because, you know what 333 means, and what I said.
Yeah, well, he said it refers to Trinity.
It does.
Yeah, receiving divine protection, help, and guidance.
Absolutely. And, I knew that. That's why I said it.
Right.
But I'm not going to spew my my nonsense over the airwaves.
Right.
Wait a minute. That's right. Exactly what I do. What am I talking
That's
about?
That's all you spew.
No.
Spew? Oh! Bada no. Bing.
So, anyways, the extreme here on the Giddy Up. Yeah.
Yeah, we
are
extreme.
I asked Tina Marie what you'd like to hear, and it was, yes.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
It was Light and the Loafers Rock and Roll by our own Malden's own Gary Cherone.
Yes.
Yes. And Nino Betancourt on the guitar.
Or I also said known
Nina.
As
I did
Nina.
Say Nina. All right. Anyways, welcome back to the show, kids. We have about 15 minutes left. We were going to do an extra hour, but apparently there is a raisin outside that wants to do the next hour.
Mm.
A raisin.
Yeah, the raisin.
Yeah, the raisin people. They're going to hurt us through the grapevine by Mom and Gay. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know.
I'm just trying to be silly.
You saved a bird, though.
No, but I did save a bird. I don't know if that'll get me into heaven or...
All the stuff you did after that, no.
Hey!
I'm not going to say it. It's our joke.
Anyways, how about this? If you don't have another story, which is
fine. I do.
Oh, okay. All right, lay it on
it's
us.
It's funny. It's not, then, it's not actually a story as much as some information for people.
Excellent. Excellent.
If they would like to go and donate what this this website needs.
Already.
So in Spain, they have what's called the Library of Orgasms. And they would like women to visit. Apparently, in Spain, 70% of people believe that the over-the-top howls in adult movies are the norm. Whereas we know in real life, nobody is in a porn when they're having sex. So, they are making this library of orgasms for people to see and feel comfortable knowing that that's not what it really sounds like to have sex. So they would like women to go to their website and and give their real life orgasm sounds.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I think that's very, very informative.
It definitely is.
You can record orgasms in the library anonymously, and also listen to others. And I will share this on our page because they have some clips of what people have uploaded to them. I didn't listen to them yet, but I'm going to.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
And I may donate.
Why?
Why not? Then people know, you know, real sounds, not fake porno crap.
I don't think porno's fake.
No, I know, but I think sometimes it's over the top. And they're right to say that those sounds they're making are over the top.
All right, well, I agree with you, I guess.
I thought you were going to have some drops.
I didn't know you were doing that story.
I was laying it on
you quick. I would have had drops.
Trying to catch you off guard because it's funny.
And we're not on the same page. There's no communication here. I could... That's why...
We'll communicate later.
When I have orgasms, and that's why all the neighbors complain.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. That's why you...
Because I scream.
That's
why. You think a Tarzan yell or something? Nothing.
Tarzan ain't got nothing on Pauly B.
He does not. And I have bigger vines than him. So,
And cucumbers.
What?
And cucumbers.
Oh, we need to thank Ray Super for all that...
the produce.
All the produce that we received.
Yes. And the pornographic
cucumbers. Or did we? I don't know if we did or not. But anyways, not that he's listening in, but thank you very much. Because we got more fruits and vegetables than we know what to do with.
Right.
Besides the children.
Mm-hmm.
That's something completely different.
Yep. We're going to bring some tomorrow to Ed and Rose.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Well, we are.
Yeah.
And by the way, shout out to Ed and Rose. You just gave one, but I did not. So, how you guys doing? We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be running up the driveway like out of a Three Stooges movie.
Well, why don't we just drive up the driveway?
Because it would be funnier if we run up with vegetables and fruits. It'd be way funnier.
It's a long driveway.
All right, kids. Thank you very much for listening into the Giddy Up. I know it's 3:50 in the afternoon. I want to take us out with some great rock and roll music, as I always do. But we want to say our goodbyes. And Tina Marie will start us off because ladies first.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for listening, especially any new listeners today. Hope you enjoyed it and you will tune in the following weeks. Oh, have a great, safe weekend. Enjoy this beautiful sunshine. Are you okay over there?
What are you talking about? This beautiful, I thought you were saying your goodbyes.
Enjoy this beautiful sunshine and shout out to the kids. Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, and my favorite cat, Zoe.
Okay. And I want to say my goodbyes. And thank you all for listening. We love you guys. Yeah. That's good.
That's what you look like.
I know. That's what you're trying to do. I was fooling around when she was trying to say her goodbyes. As I always do, though. That's why we have so much fun.
That's right.
Anyways, have a great weekend, boys and girls. Thank you all for listening. We love you guys. And if it wasn't for you, we would not be doing this because we like to start your weekend off right and make people smile. We love you so much. And we hope you enjoy the program, and anytime you want to get in touch with us, you know where to find us on Facebook. And as I always say, we're going to take a 166-hour break because we absolutely need it after this show. And after saving a orange-beaked finch.
Yes.
So, anyways, have a great weekend, kids. I'm going to play a few more rock and roll tunages, which I'm sure you will like. And as I always say, stay Boston strong. Always be a rock. Never roll. And, I want to apologize to Tom Cruise.
Ugh.
We ran out of time. He's in the green room. On the 30th anniversary of Top Gun, and I'm sure it'll be on everybody's TV tonight because I'm sure they're going to run it on a loop on every one of those, you know, opposite stations that's what they do.
I bet.
And I'll only watch it 5 times. That's it. Now I'm putting a limit on 5 times tonight. All right. So take your highway to the danger zone and talk to me, Goose. Because Top Gun, one of our Top Gun movies of all time. And thank you guys and girls for listening in. You are listening to the Giddy Up, and we'll be back next week. Anything else, Mama?
No, honey.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Time he said the time I was gone. Clear head. Richard.